Well, howdy y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. This is the delayed episode 97, I believe. Yeah. Let's just say holiday life plus work life plus, you know, life has just time. Who has enough of it, right? Oh my good grief. So, there has just been so much going on. I do apologize for this here getting out and about, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days late. It is, it's one of those. Okay. In the hint that I put on the Facebook page, which is, seems to be the one place everybody might visit that, you know, has an opinion about us. I said the hint was snowmen and peppermint or beef jerky. You're like, what? Okay, so I found this cute little holiday project that I thought would be kind of neat to talk about. So, here I am, going to talk about it. Now, truth be told, part of the delay, my other half, my hubby, he had come down with this terrible cold, and he and I joked, okay, y'all know I was I was a bit under the weather like 2-3 weeks ago, and I joked that I had the voice of Kim Carne after that. Well, when he gets sick and he gets all that clutter up in his throat, we joked that he was one of those few white men that sound like Barry White. Yeah, his throat got all deep and raspy, and so it was. He and I started nicknaming each other Barry and Kim because of the way we sound when we get sick. Now, he is doing a lot better now, so we're all good on that front. Now, let's go back to talking about the our project for this episode, which, timely enough, I have been trying to just every moment. Yesterday, I did not have what I have, I've learned to call a broken day. Now, if any of you work part-time, you grasp immediately when I say your day is broken. You have just a select few hours of your own time. From the time you wake, depending on what part of the day you work in. Well, if you work the latter part of the day part-time, you know your day is just scrambled. It's a broken day. You get up, the sun is coming up. Then you have until maybe lunchtime to get done what you want to get done. Then after lunchtime, it's tie up your loose ends, prepare for work, and then go into work. Work your handful of hours they have given you. When you get off work, it is nighttime. You are tired. Your day is shot. You try to grab a bite to eat. You get home. You relax. Oh, dang it. It's bedtime again. So, late evening part-time work just kills your day. But now, if you part-time in the morning, you get up, you go to your part-time, you have like twice as much time before you go to bed in a solid block to get stuff done. I'm a night timer. So when I get a full day off, oh dear me, that's like just handing me a pot of gold. I just don't know what to do with myself. Whether I should squander it, hold up in it, or just put it to work for me. So, the project, because I had my Thursday was broken, my Friday was broken, My Saturday was broken. Sunday, whole day. Oh, my good gravy. I loved it. So I was packing everything I possibly could on my, oh, here's your to-do list. Yeah. I was getting a lot of to-dos done, including working a little bit on that project that I was trying to work on last week. Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about that. It took, what, three or four times. I'm not even going to try and be accurate there, on getting this poor thing started. So let me tell you what poor thing is, and then I'm going to tell you how just nuts it made me. That's how bad my Thursday went when I was going to record this the first time. So I found this cute little picture. Yeah, it's the internet. Of this holiday jar cozy. And it's a snowman head. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So one link led to another link, led to another one. Y'all know how that goes, link hopping. And it led me to this a free project by Red Heart Yarns called Snowman Jar Cozy. And it's listed as easy. So I read it. And I was like, okay, you make this cute little sleeve. You sew buttons, a little orange nose, and some little doodad squares for its grin onto this little sleeve you make. And you slip that up over this little round fluted jar. Because of the top, it's called fluted. Anyway, and you put your candy canes in it for your December holidays. And since those are coming up on us rather quickly, if I do say, I thought this would be a great one for y'all to go ahead and get a head start on. So you could, you know, decorate your work desk, your home desk, your dining table, a gift for somebody. I don't know, but we'll talk about the other possibilities after I talk about this little pattern or project. So, getting started on it. It says that you got to have double point needles, US size 7s. Well, wouldn't you know it, I couldn't find my 7s. So I was like, okay, what's the next best thing I have? Oh, wait, I have 6s. I go and find them. Only find half of them because the other half was holding a project. Yeah. So I was like, okay, the 6s can't. Well, look at that project. It wasn't going anywhere. Frogged it. Yeah, I know. How many times? Yeah, a couple of hands there. Y'all totally get what I'm talking about. You know you're never going to go back and finish that project. It was annoying you to start with. Frog it. Yes, just frog the darn thing. So, it calls for Red Heart White Super Saver. This is a number 4 worsted weight. It says you need a skein. Allow me to say, this will not require an entire skein. It says double point needle size US 7. Okay, so I come up, I'm going to use 6s. Not that big a difference, right? I was just going to add like another pair of stitches to kind of guesstimate the right gauge. It says you need 2 buttons, some scrap black and orange felt, an embroidery needle, matching thread, a 16-inch or 41-centimeter circumference by 6-inch tall, that's 15-centimeter, glass vase. In my probably I will just use a mason jar. It's the South. We have tons of these things sitting everywhere. It's just, it's a thing. So, the gauge here is 20 stitches equals 4 inches or 10 centimeters. 32 rows equals 4 inches or 10 centimeters. And we're doing a rib stitch, a 2x2 rib stitch. Now, most of y'all already know that a 2x2 is you knit 2, purl 2, knit 2, purl 2, and you just keep going. So, the finished size of this is going to be a 10-inch circumference by a 5-inch or 13-centimeter long cozy. You know, unstretched cozy. So, the cozy itself says you cast on 52. You leave a long end for sewing. You join, making sure you don't get all twisty. And then you start working the knit 2, purl 2 ribbon in the round. And you just get dizzy. Just go round and round and round until you're about 5 inches tall. Let's see. Repeat round 1, pattern until piece measures approximately 5 inches, 13 centimeters from your cast on edge. Bind off all stitches in the pattern. Now to finish, you cut one triangle piece out of orange for the nose. You cut 5 1/4-inch squares at 6 millimeter out of the black felt for the mouth. You take your embroidery needle and your matching thread. Use the picture as a guide. Guys, it's a classic snowman thing. The triangle is the carrot nose. Two black buttons are the eyeballs. Your little 1/4-inch squares is that funky little coal mouth. Eyes, triangle, nose, mouthpieces, done. So that, and the picture is really cute. So I was like, okay, you know, this is what we're going to do. So I break out the 6s and I start to cast on. And ding, dang it, my wood 6s have developed a burr on them. So it was grabbing and snagging my yarn. Made me bonkers. So I had to go hunting for something else. So I was like, okay, now I need to modify this here for straights or something. Wouldn't you know it? My 7 straights? Yeah, a longer project was on it. So yeah, that wasn't happening either. Finally, I was like, okay, what am I going to do here? So, third time up, I said, you know what? I'm going to modify up. So, I go break out my little circular number 8s. And these are really short. So, I start casting on. And I prefer long tail. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Dadgummit. I didn't give enough tail. I get up to 35 stitches, give or take one or two, and I have about 6 inches of tail left. I muttered things that none of you need to hear. Okay, slip it all off, frog those stitches, make an adjustment. Let's start over. So here we go with attempt number, maybe, I think that we're at 4 now. So I'm okay, long tail again. Here we go. Doot, 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 doot. Okay, now let's count. 2, 4, blotty, blotty, blotty. Oh, wow, I cast on 54, so I slipped 2 off. Yeah, 50, I double counted. Yep, 52 stitches. Hot dang, we ready to go. And I checked the tail to make sure it was all okay. I over-adjusted. Okay, the first time I under-adjusted. Yeah. The little 6-inch. Okay, you guys are going to laugh because you've done the same thing. You miscalculate. You overcompensate. And what, behold, do you get? I have about a yard About 36 inches of leftover tail this time. Yeah, not really working the best. I said, screw it. I'm working with it. I can cut the tail off. Yep, one of those projects. It's either not enough or way too much. So I did. And yeah, it was way too much. So I got it going round. I did the jogging. It's flawless at the bottom, and I'm 2 inches in to a 5-inch. Basically, you're making a 5-inch cuff in the round. So I'm 2 inches in, but it's coming along nicely. But my adventure was in trying to get the darn thing started. And I finally did. And now it's operating quite smooth. I hadn't had a lick of problems since. So, yeah, I laughed at myself. And when this here, I wasn't going stir crazy cross-eyed with it. Now I'm going to tell you about the other little thing I tried out. Because this, now, yes, I will post a link. Because, let me see. Because this is the PDF, and it does not, nope, it is not listed. Okay, the pattern for this, you go to redheart.com. The pattern name is Snowman Jar Cozy, C-O-Z-Z-Y, the letter Y, you know, the alphabetic letter that comes before Z. You can go straight there. You can find it. It's super easy. And it's so adorable. So that's what this week's project is. So you can get one finished up and have at least one made for your December decorations. And January, actually. Because January, for most places, I mean, I live in the South. When it gets to be this time of year, we experience year-round weather every 7 days. I mean, earlier, we were having highs of 48 and 52. Today, our high is supposed to be the mid-70s. So we are just a freaking roller coaster ride of weather. Woke up to 48 degrees this morning. By a little after lunch, we'll be in the mid to high 70s. So, woohoo! It's all about the roller coaster weather. Now, we got that covered. Now, let me tell you kind of a short tale. And then I'm out of here. I've got so many other things I need to get going on. Welcome to the last quarter of the year. It's nuts, I tell you, just pure up nuts. Now, at work, we had last week, I had one of my closing days, because that's all I ever do anymore is do closing. We were trying to get, you know, everything organized and cleaning up and everything, because my manager's boss, she's supposed to visit this week. For all I know, she could be there right now. So anyway, we were all doing cleanup, and we were trying to get all the little nooks and crannies and all the displays prettied up. And I walked by one kind of near the back of the store, and I looked, and it's another Red Heart product. It's called Sachet Fabric. It makes them fabric neck scarves that are made out of knit fabric, and you knit or crochet them up, and it acts like a little boa kind of neck scarf. Anyway, I had to get a buggy. There were so many of these things. The sleeves had popped off several. So I'm getting all this stray and sleeves, broken, torn, or just whatever. And I'm putting them in the buggy. And holy smokes, that was some serious messed up stuff. So the stuff that had become so knotted and jaded and screwy, my manager said he would sell at 75% damage discount because it was unsellable. It would just take, no, there was just no saving it. So I bought a couple of these that had been deemed 75% damage. So one of them, I just finished working it up because I wanted to be able to talk about this. Now, A, it took a while to re-cart this. I'm talking it was totally loose. And y'all know what it is to try and straighten out a scrambled skein of yarn? This here was as equally nightmarish. So I spent a good bit trying to straighten it up and put it on some junk mail just to get it flat and pretty and usable. Well, I did finish the project that you use them for, which most of the time is it's got little pre-punch holes in the top of a scallop cut edging that's about 2.5-3 inches tall. And you got hole punches about every 2 inches. So what you do when you knit it up is you slip on the hole punch onto, in my case, knitting, about 5 of them on there. Then you turn it around and you slip your needle in. You take the next available hole, you put it on the end of the needle, and you make a new stitch, slip it off. And you knit those 5, turn it around, and you keep doing this. You just go to the next available hole and sit it on your needle. Now, these things, if you are in a rush to make up a very quick holiday gift for one of your fashionista diva friends, or for a child to have a quick boa, here you go. The thing it makes up, it's easy to do. Now, depending on what kind of sit-still time you got, then it's going to be quick. But for me, it was just easy. It's kind of slippery. I hadn't done the crochet. I got another one that I'm going to do with crochet to see how easy it crochets. But the knit version, oh my goodness. Quick and easy, and it makes a neck scarf that's, with mine it was, I'm talking on my hands. I got my left hand out here, my right hand over there, and I'm kind of trying to eyeball about how long it was. You're looking at about a yard, maybe a meter, 36 to 39 inches. So, yeah, it makes it up quick. It's really cute. One idea was in a red background with black cheetah print on it. So, it's not horrific. It's kind of cute. The one we have at the store is done in brown and black as a display. So I tease it. That's our pet chinchilla Bob. Little kids get the biggest giggle out of that. Can't imagine why. But it's Red Heart's sachet fabric. They have it in lace. They've come out with fabric fleece strips that kind of do the same thing. So, yeah, these things, it's intended to encourage people to just get in there and do it. It's not hard. So, I just thought I'd tell you about that. My experience with it, easy peasy. You want to have somebody a quick, no-brainer holiday gift? Get on it. Won't take you no time, and they're going to think it took you forever. Excellent. Now, my education coordinator at work, I call her my EC. She despises these things. She said that's cheater's method. If you're going to make a scarf, you need to do it old-fashioned with real yarn. And you know what? For a real scarf, I don't blame her. But for some folks, they just need down and dirty, quick and easy, and this fits the bill. Now, with all that said and all that done, guess what, folks? My time is done. So I'm going to keep working on this. Now, I do know that at work, we sell a card of buttons that is the snowman face of buttons. It sells, you know, two buttons for the eyes, a little orange one for the nose, and then four or five awkward little buttons that you sew in place for the mouth. Makes it quick and easy, you know, if you're going to do like a snowman applique on a child's shirt or yours. Then you just add the buttons for decoration. Of course, I have seen some buttons at work that are like 3 freaking inches across diameter. Wow. I've been trying to figure out what to do with those. And I'm thinking, that's a no-brainer. You make a cowl. And then when you overlap the edges, if you're doing a straight and you're going to stitch it down, you buy two of these giganto buttons and you secure it in place with these two buttons. That's totally going to be just lovely. Okay. I promise. Well, I'm going to keep rambling on. So catch your breath. Oh yeah. So it's at this point that, it's at this point that I just realized I left my coffee in the microwave. Yeah, my kids call it the coffee safe because more times than not, when they go to use something and I'm on multiple cups of coffee, that's where I put it because, I forgot I was drinking it and I needed to warm it up. So I go and I put it in there and I forget that I put it in there and I walk away and they come up and, "Mom, did you lose something?" And when I hear them open the door and say that, I just start laughing. My coffee's in there, ain't it? And they're laughing. "Let me come get it." And I go and I have to reheat it. And I fetch my coffee and listen to them giggle at me because I do this so many times. I do it that way and I do it with my herb tea. I just forget. You know how it is? I just see a couple of y'all over there laughing, snickering, because you know you do the same thing. You start drinking something, and then you get busy, and you get distracted, and when you go back, it's cold, when it should have been hot. Uh-huh. Well, guys, it is. My time's up. It's gone. It disappeared. We covered a project. We did a review of some stuff that turns into a really quick project, you know, holidays and all. And with that, next week will be 98. And I, at this point, no idea. Guys, thank you so much for listening to me. I know I'm nutty. I'm crazy. And this time of the year makes me just a little bit more than all of that. Feel free to visit my website, www.revlee.me, revlea.me. I'm on Facebook. It's Yarns and Tales, the podcast. Actually, it's facebook.com/yarnsandtales. That's my Facebook page for Yarns and Tales. If you need to find me anywhere else on the web, go to revlee.me, check out my About page. You'll find my everywhere else I'm scatterbrained at, across there. Thank you, guys. Seriously, thank you. If y'all are feeling bad, and a lot of that's going around, please, please, take care of yourself and get to feel better soon. If you're feeling good, share that. Help those that are feeling bad feel better. It'll make you feel better, too. If you cool, warm up. If you warm, cool off. And if you just doggone mad, stop, take a deep breath, and let it go. Just, nope. Whatever you're mad at ain't worth it. Because you getting mad, you're stressing out, your immune system plummets. It's just no good. They ain't worth you getting sick. You know, and y'all know I'm right. Let it go. And with that, I'm going to let the mic go, and I'm going to talk to y'all babies next week, or actually later this week, because this is a Monday, and in a few days, I'm going to cut number 98, provided everything operates smoothly. And what are the chances of that? Guys, I love y'all. Thank you. Till next time. Bye, y'all.